Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ellen Foster, written and read by Kay Gibbons.
When I was little, I would think of ways to kill my daddy. I would figure out this or that way and run it down through my head until it got easy. The way I liked best was letting go a poisonous spider in his bed. It would bite him and he'd be dead and swollen up and I would shudder to find him so. Of course, I would call the rescue squad and tell them to come quick, something's the matter with my daddy. When they come in the house, I am all in a state of shock and just don't know how to act, what with two colored boys heaving my dead daddy onto a roller cot. I just stand in the door and look like I'm shaking all over. But I did not kill my daddy. He drank his own self to death the year after the county moved me out. I heard how they found him shut up in the house, dead and everything. Next thing I know, he's in the ground and the house is rented out to a family of four. All I did was wish him dead real hard every now and then, and I can say for a fact that I'm better off now than when he was alive. I live in a clean brick house and mostly I'm left to myself. When I start to carry an odor, I take a bath and folks tell me how sweet I look. And if we run out of something, we just go to the store and get some more. I had an egg sandwich for breakfast, mayonnaise on both sides, and I may fix me another one for lunch. 2 years ago, I did not have much of anything. Not that I live in the lap of luxury now, but I am proud for the school bus to pick me up here every morning. My stylish, well-groomed self standing...